There's a lot of people in the world, a lot of them are selfish. Some of them are mean. But we can live free. We don't have to be touchy, fretful, or resentful. This will help you live long. Walking in love will lengthen your days.
Today on the Believer's Voice of Victory, join Gloria Copeland from Healing School as she shares today's teaching, Take and Receive Your Healing. Learn how the Word of God can bring you life and restoration, spiritually, physically, mentally, and emotionally.
Today, we're going to start with Proverbs 3:2 in the Amplified Bible. We'll just go over healing scriptures. Now, we're taking our medicine. That's what we're doing. Proverbs 3:2 says, all right, Amplified says, my son, I'm a daughter, who's a son? I'm a daughter, you're a son. Forget not my law or teaching, but let your heart keep my commandments. Now, that's the key to prosperity. That's the key to healing. That's the key to a happy life, a happy marriage. That's the key to everything that you need in this life. And you've got to have the Lord to help you. Let your heart keep my commandments. Now, the commandments, we keep the commandments, and it's to our advantage while we live in the earth, and it's certainly to our advantage when we leave the earth. Because if you do the commandments in the earth, then the Bible teaches us that things go well with us. And I like that, don't you? I love to have days of no trouble. I like for things to be well with me. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And you can walk on the Word of God, and it can be that way all the time. Will you never have trouble? No, you might have some trouble turn up, but you'll have the answer. You'll know what to do. You'll have faith. You can act on it. You can fix it. For length of days and years, years of a life worth living, and tranquility inward and outward, continuing through old age. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We shouldn't have any fear of old age, not with this scripture. Life worth living, tranquility, through old age, all the way through old age, till death or till departure. These shall the words add to you. These shall they add to you. Now mercy and kindness, shutting out all hatred and selfishness, let that not depart from you or forsake you, this Amplified says. You know, you can't live in strife and unforgiveness and all that and expect to have a well body or a peaceful life. Why? Because that's out of love. What is our commandment? To walk in love. So if we're not walking in love, okay, here it is. Love's not touchy, fretful, or resentful. If you're touchy, fretful, or resentful, you're not walking in love. And things are not going to be well with you, and you're not going to be happy. I'm telling you, as many people as there are in the world, if you're touchy, fretful, and resentful, you will not have a happy life. There's a lot of people in the world, a lot of them are selfish. Some of them are mean. But we can live free. We don't have to be touchy, fretful, or resentful. This will help you live long. Walking in love will lengthen your days. Why? Because when somebody does something to you that makes you mad, or they do something that's wrong to you, you don't even have to give it another thought. You can just say, ah, I forgive them that. I'm not taking any offense at that. And what is taking offense? That's strife. Strife. When you get out of love, somebody does something to you. Maybe they actually did you wrong. Well, if you don't want it to affect you, forgive them and walk away. So we have to learn how to be peace-loving people. Hallelujah. If we want to live long, we can't be overly sensitive. I'm not going to ask for a show of hands, but if you just examine yourself right now and think, am I overly sensitive? How do I tell? Well, if you get your feelings hurt easily, you're too sensitive. It ought to be nigh impossible for anybody to hurt your feelings. Why? Because you walk in love. If they do you wrong, you forgive them. What happens? You go free, and then it's their problem. Amen? Glory to God. That's not even my message today, but it's a good message. Hallelujah. So for long life and length of days and a good life, a fun life, a life worth living, inward, outward, all the way until we depart from here, the commandments, hearing the commandments will, and obeying them will give you that life. In all your ways, in verse 6, in all your ways, recognize and acknowledge Him, and He will direct and make straight your paths. Well, how do we acknowledge Him? In the Word of God. We acknowledge His Word. We have the written Word. What an awesome thing that is. And so we get in there, we see what He says to do, and we do it, and that makes straight and plain our paths. Amen? So anybody can have victory in this life. The Bible says this is a victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. We can believe what the Bible says, we can obey the Bible, and we can live in healing and health and victory and prosperity. Verse 7 says, be not wise in your own eyes, reverently fear and worship the Lord. And here's a key to good health and prosperity and everything good. Here's a key to the blessing. Turn, the Amplified says, turn entirely away from evil. Does that mean I turn away from evil Monday through Friday? Or does that mean I can watch evil on television and put naked women into my eyes, or what's even worse, naked men? You can only have a little. Well, I got to make it plain. No, you couldn't. You shouldn't be putting that in your eyes. No, God gave them fig leaves for a reason. That was to cover up. But what does the world do? They want to take it off. So we can't live like the world. And we can't feed on things with our eyes and listen to cursing all the time. Can't go to movies that curse all the time. Watch movies on your television that curse all the time. We're not under the curse. We're under the blessing. So if we want to live free, and we want to prosper supernaturally, and we want to live whole and well in our bodies, we cannot live like the world. Yeah, but if I don't listen to that cursing, I won't ever get to go to a movie. Well, you could watch old movies on a curse-free if you had to, or do something. You know, you can't watch trash and trash not get in you. This is turn entirely away from evil. It's not just things like that, but strife is evil. It's confusion and every evil work. Don't let strife into your life. That makes people sick. Gets them all stirred up. Turn entirely away from evil. It, turning away from evil, shall be health to your nerves and sinews and marrow and moistening to your bones. It'll be health to your body to keep your eyes and your ears in the right place. Hallelujah. And to obey God. What is evil? Well, selfishness is evil. Wickedness is evil. What is good? Well, love is good. Walking in love is good. Walking in peace. Love. Here's the fruit of the Spirit. It's all healthy. This is healthy stuff right here. Love, joy, peace, patience, goodness, kindness, self-control. Seems like I left one up. Good, kindness, gentleness, self-control. That's healthy stuff. Glory to God. That's how to live long and live strong. Walk in the Spirit. Let the fruit of the Spirit be manifest. What happens? What do we do when we fly off the handle and we get mad? Well, a lot of people are sick because they're their tempers are so active and it affects your body. But what should we do as believers? And we know what the Word says and we know what the fruit of the Spirit is. We should yield to that fruit. See, we're born again, and the fruit of the Spirit is what's on the inside of us. This other trash, rage and violence and cursing and all that, that's on the outside. If we're born again, the fruit of the Spirit's on the inside. So what do? We learn to live from the inside out. And when we do that, we're healthier. See, love, joy, peace, patience, goodness, kindness, gentleness, self-control, that's life and health for the body. Glory to God. It's the fruit of the flesh that causes us to have a weakness in our body. So we're word people. We've got a great advantage. We should live a long, strong life. Hallelujah. Look at Isaiah 40. While we're here, we want to stay strong, stay well. We don't have to get weak because we can live on the Word of God. Isaiah 40. Well, look at 29. He gives power to those who are tired and worn out. I won't ask for a show of hands, but if there's anybody in here who's tired and worn out, there's your scripture. He'll give you power. How does the King James talk about it? He'll quicken your mortal flesh. Glory to God. Quicken your mortal flesh. If your mortal flesh is getting too lazy, too slow, too tired, spend more time in the Word and let that Word of God quicken your mortal flesh. Put the right words in your mouth. Quit saying, I'm so tired, I just don't know what to do. Quit saying, I'm tired. Say, I have the life of God. The life of God is working in me. The Spirit of God is quickening my mortal flesh. I'll live and not die, and I'll live out the full number of my days. Glory to God. Say words from God. They're scriptural, spiritual, out of the Spirit words. They can go in our eyes, our ears, get into our heart, come out our mouth, power. He gives power to those who are tired and worn out. He offers strength to the weak. Even the young ones, even the youths will become exhausted, and young men will give up. Young men, it's not scriptural for you to give up. But those who wait on the Lord, what's that mean, wait on the Lord? Who pay attention to the Lord, who spend time with the Lord, who spend time in His Word. Give Him some time, though, every day to strengthen you, because it's our contact with Him. It's our time with Him. It's our giving Him a way in that lets Him come in and help us in our lives. Amen? And you'll never regret. Any time you set aside to spend in your spiritual life and to spend time with God, it will pay you such great dividends. You will never, ever regret it. Hallelujah. Now, Isaiah says He gives power to those who are tired and worn out. He offers strength to the weak. Even the youths will become exhausted, and the young men will give up. But those who wait on the Lord will find new strength. In other words, those who wait on the Lord won't give up. They won't quit. Glory to God. Hallelujah. They won't become exhausted. Why? Because we are a spirit. God is a spirit. We contact Him in our prayer time and in our spirit to spirit. So we get strength from Him. And every moment you give to God and to His Word, it will pay great dividends. Let's look at Isaiah 53:4. This is the key to your divine health. Glory to God. Jesus came and did this for us. I'm going to read you the Amplified Bible. Verse 4, surely, surely. This is the scripture, one of the main scriptures we're standing on today as we release the healing anointing in here. Surely, without a doubt, surely, He has borne our griefs sicknesses, weaknesses, distresses, and carried our sorrow and pains of punishment. Yet we ignorantly considered him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted, smitten and afflicted by God as if with leprosy. Now your sickness, weakness, distresses, that's three words, and sorrows and pains, that's five words that describe the curse. You know, there's the blessing and there's the curse. God told Moses and the children of Israel, if you'll do my word, all these good things will come upon you. If you'll obey me, that's what he said to them. If you'll obey me, all these blessings will come upon you. But if you don't obey me, all these curses will come upon you. Well, in those curses, it said every sickness, every disease, not even written in this, listed a lot of separate sicknesses and diseases. Every sickness, every disease, not even listed in this curse, is under the curse. So medical science cannot come up with a new disease that's not under the curse. Every sickness, every disease is under the curse. Verse 5 says, he was wounded for our transgressions or our sins. He bore our sins. He was bruised for our guilt and iniquity. And the chastisement or the punishment that sin deserves was put on him, in other words. Peace, well-being, the chastisement, peace, well-being for us was put upon him. Whatever it took for you to be well, for you to prosper, for you to have peace. What does that mean? Peace, one definition of peace is nothing missing, nothing broken. And I'm here to tell you that's what you can have and live in Jesus Christ. Spirit, soul, body, circumstances. If you don't have a house to live in, there's something missing. If you don't have food on the table, there's something missing. If you don't have a well body, there's something missing. If you don't have peace in your mind, there's something missing. He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our guilt and iniquities. The chastisement needful to obtain peace and well-being for us was upon him. So everything that is outside the realm of well-being, Jesus bore for you and me. And with the stripes, he was beaten for us. With the stripes that wounded him, we are healed and made whole. That is no less, he paid no less the price of sin than he paid for our wholeness. What is man? Spirit, soul, and body. He got the new birth for the spirit. He's given us the word of God for our soul to train us, Spirit of God to teach us. And with the stripes that wounded him, we're healed in our bodies. Glory to God. Really in our bodies and our souls or our minds. If you've got mental problems today, Jesus bore that for you. He bore for the complete peace, spirit, soul, and body. He took it upon himself. And he bore every weakness. If you're here today and you've been weak and your body's getting weaker and you feel like, you know, things aren't moving and doing like they ought to do, weakness is under that curse. You look under the curse, you'll find every bad thing. You can't think of a bad thing that's not under the curse. That's in Deuteronomy 28. You ought to look at it and see what all you've been delivered out of. But I'm just going to tell you today that you've been delivered by Jesus personally from every sickness, weakness, and pain. You get a symptom of some sickness and disease, don't think about the doctor first. Think about Jesus first. Jesus bore this for me. I am the healed. He bore my sin. He bore my sickness. He bore my disease. He is my Savior from sin, Savior from sickness, Savior from disease, Savior from poverty. How can I say all those things? Because all that stuff's in the curse. And Jesus bore the curse for me.
Come to these exciting meetings. You're invited to join Kenneth and Gloria Copeland for the Branson Victory Campaign, the 3rd through 5th of March at Faith Life Church in Branson, Missouri. The Southwest Believers Convention will be the 4th through 9th of July, 2011 at the Fort Worth Convention Center in Fort Worth, Texas. Come November 10th through 12th to the 2011 Washington, D.C. Victory Campaign in Woodbridge, Virginia. For more information, go to kcm.org. If sickness attacks, it's not a time to fear, but it is a time to take action and stand for the wellness that Jesus provides and is ready to give you. We desire that you're able to stand in faith and see complete victory in every situation that rises against you. Healing and Wellness by Kenneth and Gloria Copeland. This in-depth spiritual action plan is designed to help you respond scripturally for your total healing and wellness. This teaching also includes scriptures to stand on each day, interactive devotional questions to apply the teaching to your own life, a 10-day schedule for saturating your life with God's Word on healing, a special worship CD that focuses on God's heart for your wellness, and more. Also included is a bonus DVD specially selected to help you keep focused on God's Word. Renew your mind on God's diagnosis, stand in faith, and start your journey to a lifetime of healing and wellness. Order the Healing and Wellness Lifeline Kit available now for just $15. Start your journey to total healing and wellness with this 10-day spiritual action plan. For a product discount and 48-hour processing, order your Healing and Wellness Lifeline Kit online at kcm.org. Other ways to order include our toll-free number, 800-600-7395, or by writing to Kenneth Copeland, Fort Worth, Texas, 76192. For this and other KCM products, go to kcm.org.
As long as I'm here, I'm going to be sickness-free, I'm going to be curse-free, I'm going to be prosperous and blessed in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
We got Donnie here from Chicago via Houston, he said. They've been watching on the internet, and he's had some problems with circulations, heart palpitations, things like that. They decided to come on into the meeting, and let him tell you what happened.
Well, I sat down in the chair, and thank God for these chairs, but they're a little hard. And normally I need, like, big pillows and things like that to keep, you know, my legs and my bottom from going numb. So I sat down. I'd only been sitting there a few minutes, and already I was going numb, and I'm thinking, like, I got to sit through this whole service, you know. And then immediately the Holy Spirit told me, and said, well, you're in healing school, so just sit there, man. You can get healed. You won't have to worry about that. So I sat there, and the longer I sat there, the better I felt. You know, and I'm sitting there, I'm like, I'm actually comfortable, and I know this chair isn't that comfortable. So praise God, I believe I've got total healing, heart palpitations, everything. I'm going to finish the work.
Amen.
Just to show you how the devil is, he sent someone to my house who had the same problem, but didn't have faith to deal with. And so they went down the emergency room and said, oh, thank God, I could have been dead. And now they're saying it's in my house. And I'm thinking, like, okay, no, you're not going to die. You're good. And then the next thing they said, well, you know, because sometimes it can creep up your leg and get all up into your brain. You can have a stroke. And I was like, and the seeds of fear went in my heart. And I was paralyzed. I couldn't do anything for like a month. I mean, I just in fear, just paralyzed in fear. So the first thing I did was stop hanging out with that person. So it's like, you cannot come back to my house ever again, because I don't need, like, to fellowship about death. We just, you know, we want to talk about life. I was actually supposed to have been in a wedding today. It's the best man in a wedding today, ironically. So, and I didn't make it there, and, you know, that didn't make a whole lot of sense to me, but, you know, I end up here and sitting right there, you know, right up front. And so when Sister Copeland started ministering and Brother Copeland prayed the prayer of faith, not only did I receive healing for that, you know, circulation issues, but I had been having heart palpitations, probably related to stress and, you know, circulation, things of that nature. And, you know, it was like God was healing me of everything so that I can complete my assignment. You know, and I knew right at that moment that this was my time to be totally healed so that I could finish out my assignment.
That was a great testimony. Donald didn't speak doubt, death, unbelief, and he shut the door to fear. We need to believe God. We need to talk the blessing. We need to have our mind on God and not let the devil talk us into sickness and disease. God wants us to finish our assignments. He wants us to be healed. He wants us to live out the full number of our days. And that's what we want to do. because the blessing makes life worthwhile. I want to pray with you today. And I want to give you an opportunity also, if you've never made Jesus the Lord of your life, that's a commitment you need to make right now. Just say, Jesus, I give you my life. Take my life and do something with it. And the Lord will receive you and you'll be changed. Now I want to pray for your healing. Father, in the name of Jesus, I lift up every person within the sound of my voice right now. We come to you, Lord, in agreement, and we believe we receive healing. I speak to you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Be healed. Receive your healing now in Jesus' name and begin to do what you couldn't do before. Now you take it. You have to take it. Faith takes. Faith takes healing. Faith takes prosperity. Faith takes. So you say, I take it in Jesus' name. Now the product this week or today is healing and wellness. And it's a 10-day spiritual action plan. The more you know about the Word of God, the surer you are to live above the curse. Every sickness and every disease is under the curse. And if you don't know how to live and you don't know how to obey God, you'll succumb to sickness and disease. But if you've got the Word of God in you, your faith will be strong. So I want you to get this action plan, and when you get it, do it. And put it to work. Just say, I will live. If you're needing healing right now, I've prayed for you. Now you agree with me. Say, I will live and not die. I will live out the full number of my days in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And we have a gift for you. This is a free book. It's got healing scriptures in it. It's God's prescription for divine health. It's free. Just let us know and we'll send it right to you. We want you healed. God wants you healed, and you want you healed. I'll see you again soon. Be sure and get the free gift. This is Gloria Copeland reminding you that Jesus is Lord.
Thank you for joining us on the Believer's Voice of Victory. For a copy of today's broadcast, visit us online at kcm.org or call or write to us today. Remember to request your free book by Gloria Copeland, God's Prescription for Divine Health. Take hold of God's healing promises for you and live a long and fulfilled life. For faster processing, request your free book online at kcm.org. Offer good for 30 days, one per household, please. No matter where you are, if you have internet access, you are seconds away from life-changing answers thanks to the power of search at kcm.org. It's easy. Just find this keyword search block. Enter a word, speaker name, topic, or scripture. Search gives you instant 24/7 access to more than 40 years of revelation and inspiration from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Try keyword search today at kcm.org.